Star Wars pushed back 7 months. So we used to, as of yesterday, we had to wait until next May, which is just over a year.
That's a long time. You have to wait even longer.
Yeah, so let me put this into perspective for you. We're making a date, you and I,
okay,
to go see Star Wars.
2 years.
You're driving.
Really? I'm only 14.
Yeah, and in 2 years
oh
you'll be
gosh.
16.
Oh my gosh.
And you will probably have your driver's license. So when we go to see Star Wars next, you will drive.
Alright. We gotta make the deal. You're gonna be like, alright, let's go. And I'll be like, I gotta drive. You said I could drive. And I'll be like, no. And I'll be like,
I would probably trust you to drive.
I wouldn't trust myself.
You would, because you're going to train a lot. You're going to practice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to sit next to you, and when you make mistakes, I'm going to hit you with a ruler.
No, you're not.
I might. I might give you negative reinforcement. I might yell and say, why are you so stupid? How could you not get this?
No, I don't do that.
Your brothers were so much better than you.
No.
Pull it all out.
Don't.
I will pull every poor parenting technique out.
You're scaring people.
So. We'll laundry list them. So tell me about Catholic Church. Was it actually church or was it like a party?
It was a church dinner.
So it was church and then dinner, or
it was dinner.
The church?
Everybody was really, really nice.
Yeah.
They hugged me, and they're like, oh, nice to have you here. And there were like 25 people. So they're like, oh, we have a new person, Sydney, hi. And I was like, hi. And everyone was like, oh, welcome. And I was like,
nice.
Yeah, good spaghetti.
What was the, they're very spaghetti dinners at Catholic meals are. It's a thing. The Catholic Church obviously started in Rome.
Yeah.
There's a big history about the church and how it started, how it got its own specific brand of Christianity. But because it started in Italy, lots of times Catholic meals are steeped in Italian culture.
Spaghetti.
So there's lots of spaghetti, lots of mustachol, lots of meatballs. Good eats.
Hey.
Hey, what?
What do you call it when the Pope sleepwalks?
Oh, boy.
A Roman Catholic. I love that joke so much. Did you see me smiling thinking about it? I was trying not to laugh. I love that joke so much. A Roman Catholic. Yeah. He's Roman. Yeah. He's roaming around.
I get it. Yeah. I love jokes that play on words. Three guys walked into a bar.
They don't talk to you.
So what else? Yeah. Was it just eating or did you?
Yeah.
Did someone pray? Grace?
Yep.
Yes. Was it, was it grace like off the top of their head? Or did it sound
it
like
just
it was
off the
something
top of his head.
Prepared?
Yeah. He was just saying like, thank you for this meal and thank you for everybody coming out tonight. And
did you whisper under your breath like, in the hands that prepared it?
No, but I thought it. I always think it when people pray about food.
Yeah.
Every time I'm asked to pray for food, which I haven't in a while, I always say that. Please bless the food and the hands that prepared it. That's a good thing to say. Like, bless the food and bless the hands that made it. They made it.
I agree.
They deserve it.
I agree. Everybody deserves a little blessing.
Yeah.
Nice. So it was just eating?
Yeah. Fellowship.
Huh. That's nice. I like fellowship.
Yeah.
Where was it?
In the church. It was the room of the church that we usually have our meals in?
Yeah.
It was like that. It was like a stage and a half.
Like what neighborhood?
Far.
Yeah.
It took us like half an hour to get there, maybe more, like 45 minutes to drive there.
But it was in Long Beach? You say that like you're not sure. Maybe you're
I
not
wasn't
sure.
paying attention at all to where we were. Alanda never
Hmm.
touched us talking.
I
So I had
see.
really no idea where we were. Which.
I'm sure she goes to church down by where she lives. Alana lives
Yeah.
on Fourth? Is that
Yes.
the same?
East Fourth.
Yeah. Over
I
by my old
believe.
house.
Yeah,
My old
because
loft.
you always
Yeah.
pointed out when we drive by when you pick me up, you're
Yeah.
like, and there's my old loft. I'm like, I
That's my
know.
that's where I used to live. Until
I mean, I
what?
like hearing about that stuff, though.
Yeah. But not the same story every time.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
What else? What classes did I have today? How was today? Was today a good day? It was.
Today was a very good day.
Today what? Today was a pretty good day.
It was miserable out by me.
Oh,
It
really?
rained. Yeah, it rained.
It didn't rain that much.
Rained all the way to work. I'm thinking about writing an article about,
Rain.
no, about driving. Because here's what I thought. I know there's got to be a good reason why this doesn't happen, but I'd like to know what that reason is. If I film a robbery or people looting a store after a riot or a shooting, person that's in the film, if I go to the police, they'll go and arrest that person. Because it was a crime committed.
Yeah.
So why can't I film people that are driving like jerks? Jumping over the carpool lane, talking on their cell phones.
Because you're filming them with your cell phone while you're driving.
Yeah, but I have a mount on my dash that I can just mount my phone. Hit record at the beginning of my ride and record the whole ride and then just bring that tape
Should.
in to the police officer and say, okay, so just watch this with me. Okay, see that guy? He just jumped over the double yellow line. Plus, he's a single rider and he's in the carpool lane. Look at her over there. See? She's talking on her cell phone. I think I would probably get beat up a lot.
Probably.
But.
You should just get a
But
dash cam.
these people hold up my ride. So, because it's like an accumulation of a bunch of little things. But if you're in the carpool lane, which is that far left lane, you know, and then you jump over the solid white and the double yellow and you come back into regular lanes of traffic, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
You
you
can't.
can't go over the double
And
yellow
if you
ones.
do that, it makes me as a driver start to question whether or not anybody's going to follow any of the rules. And as a result of that, I start falling back a little bit, anticipating that somebody's going to not do the thing that they should be doing that I'm expecting them to do. And because that, I'm driving slower. And because I'm driving slower, somebody else is driving a little bit slower than me because now they don't really know what I'm doing. And it just compounds everything and it just makes it
Yeah.
so much worse.
Well, you said that you should never trust that the car is going to do what it's supposed to do. You should never trust 100%.
That's true.
So you should be kind of alert.
I agree 100% with that. That's just good driving.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to trust that people are going to follow big laws. You have to be able to trust. Yeah, that's not true. I was going to say you have to be able to trust that people are going to stop at stop signs, but you can't trust
Yeah,
that
you
either.
can't trust that. Like
No.
when I cross the street to get to school, like the street that I cross in the morning after I get out of the car, and sometimes I'll have to cross the street to get to mommy, depending on where she parks. People, the cars always stop. Like you kind of look out and they see that you're gonna cross, and they'll stop on both sides, and you
Right.
cross and they go. The other day. Well, this side stopped, and the lady on this side just zoomed by, like directly in front of me, because she stopped at first. She was like looking, And then she just zoomed directly in front of me, and I was like,
Wow. Yeah, you have to be careful of all
yeah.
that.
Because she stopped for a second, and then she went, and I was like,
I'm glad you didn't get hit.
yeah, I'm also glad I didn't get it.
So I'm thinking of starting a ruckus.
Start a ruckus. You should get a dash cam. They're the ones that like capture accidents and stuff. You
Yeah.
should get one of those, because then you won't, because then they won't be like, oh, you're using your phone and blah blah blah. And you'd just be like, it's my dash cam. No hands needed here.
There you go. Well, I can do that. I can use this as a dash cam because I have
But
that
then it'll be
mount.
like phone.
Yeah, but it's still on a mount. It's still hands-free.
Are you able to charge it while it's on the mount?
Uh-huh.
Oh, because I was gonna say that's also a huge waste of battery
Is it?
and phone
Yeah.
storage.
Well, I wouldn't keep it.
Yeah.
I'll have to mull that one over. Because I would like people to follow the traffic rules, but I would
Don't we
also
all?
like to increase, decrease my travel time.
I would also like you to do that.
But I would also not like to get beat up
Oh.
or have death
I mean, you're
threats.
trying to live in a perfect world here, but you just can't do it. You gotta get rid of one of those things.
Can't have everything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do then. What to think about? We'll sleep on it. Let me kiss. Let's go to bed. Not in that order, though.
I'll have to go
I
to bed
guess.
first, and then pray, and then I'll give you a kiss. Let's just do everything all jumbled up.
I'm gonna wake you up in the middle of the night. Sit. Say a prayer.
Right. You're gonna pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow, and that you'll have a good day at work. Yeah, okay, always back. Please have a great day today. I'll forget you tomorrow.
Ben.
Not done.
I love you.
Love
Cover
you.
yourself.
I love you.